It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
This is 2 out of 4. Keith McPherson doing, I guess, like the Lou Gower extended, I don't know, KM in the PM, a bridge show, taking you from Evan and Tiki to the Yankees pregame show. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to say anything on air, if you'd like to join my show. Not too much has changed, actually. Yeah, actually, there's a few different things that have happened since I was last on before the Yankee game last night. The Yankees lost? Are you crazy? Anthony Rizzo? Clay Holmes? We'll just blame Gleyber Torres. The lineup just came out. Let's start with the Yankees lineup. We'll go to the Mets. And, of course, we'll talk about the Rangers. You guys love the Rangers, but you love to hate on them. Anyway, the Yankees lineup is out. And they're pretty much running it back. Same lineup as last night, and there was a lot of conversation about Anthony Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo will be 35 in August. Anthony Rizzo, just a year ago, got concussed. I was talking about how last Memorial Day weekend, the Yankees hosted the Padres, and that was when Fernando Tatis took the step back to first, and we saw Rizzo's head get rocked, and we didn't think that it was CTE, but, you know, the Yankees clearly didn't think it was much. I think he got on a plane after that. Obviously, he played for a while after that, and he wasn't himself until they shut him down, and then he came back this year. And I mean, he's been himself a little bit, but this is a Gold Glover. This is a veteran. This is a World Series champion. This is a guy who himself said after the game, you know, plays got to be made. And I mean, early on in the season, he was shaky where we were like, Rizzo, got to have it. Got to make those plays. And it's funny because we say the same thing about Gleyber Torres. But since Rizzo is Anthony Rizzo, I think there's a little bit more leeway for him than Gleyber. There shouldn't be. The infield defense has been shaky. Needs to be better because that can cost you a game and a series. 888-808-1019. So leading off, Anthony Volpe playing shortstop, batting second, Juan Soto out in right field, batting third, Aaron Judge in center field, of course, batting fourth, Giancarlo Stanton, the DH, batting fifth, Alex Verdugo in left field, batting sixth, Gleyber Torres at second base, seventh, Anthony Rizzo at first base, Jose Trevino bats eighth, catching, and ninth is DJ LeMahieu. So a couple changes here from what we saw last night. Obviously, in that 4-3 loss, a game that the Yankees absolutely should have won. I think it was like, they led after 7 innings. There was a stat about how many games. They don't lose too many games, definitely this year, after having the lead for 7 innings. But that's baseball, Susan. It's not Susan baseball, but that happens. Props to the Angels. Without Shohei Ohtani, without Mike Trout, without making any excuses, they came to play. So when I'm looking at this lineup, obvious changes. Verdugo not batting cleanup, but they're facing a left-handed pitcher. And then, you know, dropping Anthony Rizzo down a spot to seventh. He hasn't batted seventh at all this season. In favor of putting Gleyber Torres in between Alex Verdugo and Anthony Rizzo to split up the lefties. And instead of Austin Wells, who we were just in the newsroom talking about Austin Wells, he's been putting bat to ball. He's one of the most unlucky hitters. I think I saw a stat about how unlucky he's been. I'll pull it up. I mean, the kid is a rookie. He's platooning with Trevino, and Trevino will get a crack at it tonight. 888-808-1019. And I think they're going to bounce back. Luis Gil on the mound. Everyone expects him to continue doing what he's doing. This is a guy that, you know, can strike out 8, 9, 10 guys. And I think after losing a game like that, guys are frustrated. Now the Yankees lost back-to-back games. Oh, no. You know, they go into the visiting clubhouse and they don't play their music loud. And even watching the post game last night, it was like they were whispering. Nestor Cortez was like whispering. It was like guys didn't want to talk. Not for nothing, yo. I like that. as a fan of the Yankees and as a fan who wants like a winning team and a winning culture and focus, and I always talk about how they have to build the right habits, how they have to become a champion. Man, building the right habits and becoming a champion is we play today, we win today, that's it. And when you lose a game like that, don't crack a smile. Don't make a joke. Don't laugh. Don't be too loud. Go back to the hotel. Return tomorrow ready to put in the work. 888-808-1019. Jason Dominguez continues to homer. And, you know, I'm not wishing injury on anyone, but we talked yesterday about how this young man is not going to be rushed to join this Yankees team. He played 5 innings in center field today. That's his first time playing the field. He's been DHing during his rehab stint, and I think they're just trying to get a feel for where he's at and what he's doing, and I don't think they're in a rush to send him up here, and that's perfectly fine by me. The Yankees have more than enough to continue to keep on rolling and competing, and we're now just waiting on the return of Gerrit Cole. All right, Mets fans, you want the good news or you want the bad news? When it rains, it pours, man, and it's just like, there's no reason to be punching down. I say this every night. There's no, I'm not trolling. I'm not making fun. It's sad, honestly. I mean, I'm watching this game in here right now. I'm hoping that they pull it off. You know, it's hard to lose both games of the doubleheader, but the way that they lost the first game, it bled into the second game. And, you know, 2 runs get scored in the first 2 innings, and they tack on another in the 6th, the Dodgers, that is. And it's a 3-0 game. The Mets are only able to muster up 3 hits. 4 hits in the first game, 2 runs between 2 games. It's not enough, and everybody's to blame. But you want the good news? I'll start with the good news. I know yesterday when we were watching the first game of the doubleheader and we saw Francisco Lindor wear that ball off his finger, we're like, oh, nah, come on, dude. You can't do that. You can't be hurt. Well, the x-rays were negative on Francisco Lindor's left index finger after he hurt it trying to bunt in the first game of the doubleheader yesterday. So he's not out, you know. That I think that's a positive. I know some people are probably like, whatever, Lindor's terrible, get him out of here. No, you need that guy, and you need that guy to break out of it and continue to just try to get right and try and lead this team. He's one of the highest paid players on the team, the highest paid player on the team. Like, you need him to continue. And speaking of highest paid players on the team, here's the bad news. We'll go good news, bad news, bad news, good. It is what it is. Edwin Diaz, unfortunately, has hit the IL. Edwin Diaz, who was crying in the clubhouse, who is blowing saves, who just seems like he cannot find it. It was announced today that Edwin Diaz will be placed on the injured list with a shoulder impingement. Whether that is phantom or that is reality, good. Because yesterday, all I was talking about how the Mets do so many things that aren't baseball related, that aren't... Yeah, that's a home run. Well, I don't... Adam Ottavino. I said Drew Smith again. Is this live? Yeah, top of the 8th. This is live. Adam Ottavino should be DFA'd. I jokingly said yesterday that he was on baseball night in New York with Sal Licata during spring training. Like, he's cooked. If that's how the Mets lose this game today, after yesterday, right, Drew Smith has absolutely destroyed them. Freddie Freeman as well. Adam Ottavino, you can't leave that. Or when I say Drew Smith, I meant Will Smith. Will Smith, the catcher from the Dodgers, who they paid. I know everybody talks about how much they paid Ohtani and how much they paid Yamamoto and how much they paid Tyler Glass. Now, they also paid Will Smith, and he's balling. And Drew Smith is a reliever. I don't know. Sorry, that just threw my whole train of thought off. I'm watching this Mets game. I said I'm rooting for the Mets to win this game. Bruh, Adam Ottavino... Didn't he opt out of his deal? And then he was literally sitting on panels on SNY, MLB Network in the offseason. Almost seemed like he was retiring. And then he comes back, and they have no choice but to use him. They have no choice but to use him. Edwin Diaz down. It's just, and man, he throws some cookies. He just leaves them up there. And what do you expect these guys to do? These are major league, I don't know, it's bad. It's bad. It's not good. And if this score holds at 4-3 and the Mets don't make it happen and come back, I'm DFAing Adam Ottavino. Just get out of here, bro. Just go. Thanks, but no thanks. Look at this slow-mo of this. I don't know if you guys are watching the Mets game. I've been watching this game, and I've been listening to Howie Rose call the game. And anywho, back to my train of thought. Edwin Diaz is on the IL. I hope he gets right. I hope it's a story of him coming back and being able to regain his form. It sucks. I mean, this is a guy who was regarded as one of the best, if not the best, reliever in baseball. And he's taken a complete nosedive. So maybe it's an injury. But even if it's not a phantom injury, and or even if it's not an injury and it's a phantom IL stint, just get him right. That is baseball stuff. That is focusing on baseball stuff, stuff that can help the team. All right, another good news. We're 10 days away. Less than 10 days away, I believe. No, 10 days away. I saw the good people at MLB Europe put out 10 days until we're back here, and they showed the Olympic Stadium in London. And if you've ever heard me talk about the London series when the Yankees played, it's one of the best trips of my life. I proposed to my wife there. I was able to skip a little plane to Ireland, and I love London. I'm trying to go back when the Jets play just to have a reason to go and bring my son and bring my wife. It's great. I always say London is enchanting with the history and the buildings and the cars and the people and all this different stuff. It might not be for you, but if you're a baseball fan, specifically a Mets fan, the Mets are going to play in the London series, and no matter what their record is or how you feel about the team, that trip is worth making. I know it's probably too late for you to book it now. I mean, I've been telling you this for over a year since it was announced. Hey, go make that trip. I know Evan is going. So good news. We are coming up on June 8th, the London series between the Mets and the Phillies. And, I mean, obviously, you got the Phillies who are, you know, best record in baseball, hottest team in baseball, arguably the best team in baseball, and they'll face the Mets. When the Yankees went out there to face the Red Sox, they took both games. And 50 runs were scored in 2 days because it's different out there. So maybe the Mets will have some luck out there getting away from New York, getting away from Citi Field. Maybe they go to London and they get right. 888-808-1019, like FM, Keith McPherson on the Fan until the Yankees pregame show. Good news, bad news. All right, now we have to hit you with more bad news. Pete Alonso hit by a pitch today, had to exit the game. We'll see what happens with that, but it's just not good. It's not good. And that's not good either. So that ball goes off the wall. Jason Hayward is heading to third. That's a stand-up triple off the wall in right field for Jason Hayward. Top of the eighth here, one out. Dodgers lead 4-3. When it rains, it absolutely pours. It's not a time for jokes. It's a time for figuring out what's going to happen. I was on Instagram and, you know, SNY posted a video or I think just a post about the Mets. And someone replied to me. Somebody replied to me and said, you know, Keith, tell us what, you know, go on WFAN tonight and tell us what the Mets should do. And my first thought was, how far are we from the deadline? Tomorrow makes it officially 2 months until the trade deadline. And I don't expect too much to change in 2 months. This team needs to be sellers. And this time around, it's David Stearns making the calls around the league, making the moves, and not Billy Epler. And I remember last year saying, hey, Billy Epler's going to get a lot of, you know, thank me laters. You know, there'll be some Mets fans thanking him down the road. He's not going to be around and isn't around to get those thanks. But maybe David Stearns will. Maybe David Stearns can do a better job than he did. I remember, you know, seeing the first move with D-Rob for 18-year-old kids, and I'm like, nah, you got to do better than that. That's the first move, and this is one of, you know, this is a veteran, highly touted reliever. You could have done better than that, but maybe that's what's on deck. That's what's in store. I mean, they're hurt. They're physically hurt, missing players, right? Carlos Mendoza said that there's nothing new to report on Kodai Senga. Kodai Senga has been out since spring training. I guess some good news, again, that's bad news. Good news, again, is Francisco Alvarez did some throwing today, some long toss. And on Thursday, he'll begin a rehab assignment. And that's my favorite Met. I think that guy is the future. I think if you're looking down the road, that's a guy that you build the team around. That's a guy that you look at, has shown you that he can be a star. He just embodies the look of the modern-day stars in baseball. And I think he's going to make a big impact. And Mark Vientos, Brett Beatty, Here's your time. So I think a lot of Mets fans looked at this year as a year to evaluate the young talent. Well, yeah, start that up. Start that up, because you much rather lose and you much rather be feeble, like Frank says, with young kids out there figuring it out, getting better, getting the reps. And, man, it's just, I don't know. There's not too much good to report. Injuries, IL stints, right now, potentially another blown game by Adam Ottavino. And it's just like, yeah, it's one home run. It's a solo shot, but you can't do it right there. The bullpen has let these guys down. I think I was just looking at the line and, you know, it's rinse and repeat, right? You can have a starter go out there and pitch pretty decent, give you a shot, give you a chance. But then when you turn it over to this bullpen, there is no shot. There is no chance. It's the same song. It's the same episode. It's a bad dream. It's a nightmare. And you know what I've said also? The Mets have played well against the Dodgers historically. Yeah, here's the line. It's not a great line, but you know, David Peterson coming back, 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 3 Ks. It was a tied game, 3-3. But now here we are, 4-3, top of the 8th. And the Dodgers are one of the best teams in baseball. They know when to strike. They waited out, and now they've got runners on the corners, one out. And they're conferencing right now with Adam Ottavino, and I don't know, I wouldn't want to see him pitch again. A former Yankee, LGYM. Obviously, he's been a Met here these last few years, but it's okay to just be like, hey, this guy doesn't have it anymore. We'd rather see some other guys. 888-808-1019. So that's it for the Mets and the Yankees conversation. The Rangers fans, I jokingly said, you guys love the Rangers, but you love to hate on them. It's everybody's fault. This guy sucks. This guy's not playing good enough. This guy's getting manhandled. All in all, it's a new series. It's 2-2. I think if you're a Rangers fan, you should be happy with that. It was this close to being another overtime win, which to win 3 overtimes in a row would be absolutely incredible. That's what I was saying last night. If they do that, this is a miracle run. This is a special run. You got to believe. But they lose yesterday. And obviously, everybody's pointing at Mika Zibanejad, and that's another run scored. And the Dodgers are having fun. Miguel Rojas doing that little, what is that dance they do? It reminds me of Dragon Ball Z, Fusion, ha! But I know it's not that. It's got to be something else. I don't think these guys are up on Dragon Ball Z like that. Anyway, 5-3, and here comes Carlos Mendoza, man. Free Mendy. I've been saying Free Mendy for weeks. Free Mendy. He's going to default into this being his fault. 888-808-1019. You know what I'm saying? As the manager of this ball club, his first year as manager, and everything just going bad, here comes Jorge Lopez coming in to relieve Adam Ottavino. It's 5-3. It's just going to be Mendy's fault. They might fire him. And that would be terrible if he doesn't get another opportunity to manage again. But yeah. Was trying to segue into the Rangers conversation. The Rangers lose in overtime. But so what? I know. The penalty kill. I know. Mika Zibanejad. What the biggest takeaway I had, because I do believe in the universe and even the baseball gods with the Mets. The Mets did something to upset the baseball gods. I don't know. Maybe it was the Buck Showalter stuff. Anyway, I believe in all that. I believe in sports gods and the universe and karma. And man, how crazy was it for Blake Wheeler to return after all that time missed, and, you know, his hooking penalty, seconds after he sits down in the box, bang, game. And I know, I was on Twitter, and I didn't elaborate enough, and I think I just wrote, Blake Wheeler, seconds later, game, something like that. And all these angry Rangers fans started getting at me, and some Devils fans thought I was trying to troll or make fun. Nah, I just thought it was crazy that it would be Blake Wheeler off the ice in the penalty box. And, I mean, that was the game. Yeah, I was giving up the game. And I've heard every take about, oh, maybe you let him go one-on-one versus Igor. Whatever, yo. What I'm taking from this Rangers series is everybody is saying the Panthers have outplayed them, but yet it is 2-2 after 4 games. Your players, your best players, have not played their best. and you have home ice advantage. You've got two out of the next three. If I'm a Rangers fan, I got to feel decent about my chances to go on and advance in this series and be in the Stanley Cup. 888-808-1019. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. It's not supposed to be easy. This isn't the NBA where teams get swept and teams don't have a shot. Good on the Timberwolves fighting back some and extending that series. I can't wait till we get to what I think is going to be the Dallas Mavericks versus the Boston Celtics. I've come around on that. As a miserable Nets fan, I thought I did not want to see Kyrie Irving win a championship. But if it's between Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic, Jason Kidd, Mark Cuban, and the Dallas Mavericks, I'd rather see them put another banner up than to see Lucky the Leprechaun, the Parquet Floors, and the Boston Celtics of TD Garden win a championship. I'd just rather not see that. And with all of this time off, with all of this time off that the Celtics are about to get, that's not going to be good. I think it's going to be too much time, loss of momentum, and you've got to step on a floor with guys like Luka and Kyrie and be ready to guard and be ready to play. And I think it's going to be a series that favors the Mavs. I know the Mavs got to get one more. But, man, the NBA Finals is shaping up to be great. 888-808-1019. Here's Jorge Lopez in the game. So, you know, Mets fans, call me up. Tell me what you're thinking about this team. I know what you're thinking, but, like, it's not a time for laughs and jokes or whatever. This is bad. This is bad. I don't think too many people are surprised. But now it's like, how do you fix this? How do you get out of this? What's the next thing? What's the next move? I don't think you want Pete Alonso re-signed long-term. I don't think you want to keep guys with these contracts that you have, like Jeff McNeil, or even if you can get Brandon Nimmo out of here. Lindor, I just don't think anybody's going to take him with that contract. And the production or lack of production he has. So you got to just stick it out with him. And, yeah, I don't know. 2 months. 2 months from tomorrow trade deadline, and I don't think it's going to get any better. And I'm not looking at it as a Yankee fan laughing. I'm looking at it as a radio host in New York City on the Fan, like, wow, this is terrible. When it rains, it pours. And a baseball fan. Looking at this record, I'm like, they're one of the worst teams in baseball over this. Just look at this month. They're one of the worst teams in baseball, period. And I remember a couple weeks ago saying, don't call me and tell me that they're only 3 games out of a wild card spot. Now that's 6 games. And that doesn't make sense to talk about in May. We're talking about wild card spots in May. Anyway, I got plenty more to add. A couple things that I did want to talk about. And we'll get to it. I'm on until the Yankees start, and we will talk about the Yankees lineup and Anthony Rizzo and Juan Soto. Man, they wasted a Juan Soto game. I know you guys want to have that Juan Soto Centurion conversation. Again, before we go to break here, call me up, 888-808-1019. Why would Juan Soto want to join this as that ball falls in for a single? Is it going to score two? Yeah. Yeah, it's just not okay. I'm going to turn this off. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Mets are down 7-3. Terrible top of the 8th inning when the score was tied. And when it rains, it absolutely pours. Mother Nature can't save them with a rain delay postponement tonight. Let's take this break, and we'll be right back. Mets are incredible to me. Like, I almost don't believe my eyes. And again, it's nothing to troll or make fun of. It is astounding how they find new lows. Like, they invent new embarrassing things that I've never seen happen on a baseball field. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Like, I am speechless. I want to turn up the volume. Ack and I were just in here with the volume up before we had to get back on air, trying to figure out what happened. So there was a pickoff attempt by Jorge Lopez that deflected off of Brett. Like, oh my, it is so bad. Brett Beatty is nowhere near the base. Nowhere near third base. Jorge Lopez has got to be intoxicated with his series of events right now. I just said I would DFA Adam Ottavino. I would cut right now. I would be done with him the way he just acted. So Jorge Lopez has a pickoff attempt at third base. Brett Beatty has to run to, like, I don't know what he was thinking, but the ball deflects off of Brett Beatty's glove. Brett Beatty has, just in this early on in the season, has a bunch of bloopers. Him fumbling the ball yesterday, just, you know, trying to exchange the ball from his hand to his glove. Oh, and look, Carlos Mendoza, free Mendy. Mendoza trying to be the adult in the room, trying to talk to this guy. Lopez coming off the field as you see fans exiting, launches his glove into the stands. You know, fans are just putting their hands on their heads. Like, what are we watching? Now the fans that caught it are rewatching it on, I guess, Twitter. Like you can't make this stuff up. You absolutely can't make this stuff up. 888-808-1019. It's almost too much for me to process live on air. So Josh Walker is in the game now pitching for the Mets, and he's got to look on like this is nonsense. But, you know, before Jorge Lopez exited the game, he gave the Shohei Ohtani fans in attendance what they were looking for. And SNY does a great job of showing them. Shohei Ohtani goes oppo for his 14th home run of the season to make it 9-3. And SNY goes around the ballpark and there's a ton of smiles and cameras and applause for Shohei Ohtani, superstar in New York. And, you know, how much do we hear about? Wait till he puts that Mets jersey on. Wait till he plays for the Mets. 888-808-1019. I mean, Adam Ottavino faced 5 batters, gave up 4 runs. I would never want him to pitch again. They asked him to come back. I don't know. I would have saw him on SNY as anyone in the Mets organization and been like, stay there. Let's set you up with a deal to do baseball night in New York, Adam. And then Jorge Lopez comes in, and he's been having a rough go at it, and he gives it up, a bloop and a blast. And this game was 3-3 entering the 8th inning, and here we are top of the 8th. It is 9-3. It is embarrassing. I'm sorry. I feel sorry for the Mets fans that have to go to the ballpark and see this. As they showed a bunch of fans exiting and people outside. There it is. Harrison Bader makes the out. And here we go to the bottom of the 8th. Do the Mets have a rally in their bones? Frankie out on Long Island, talk to us. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. I am so done with this Mets team. They are just the definition of horrible. I am about to go on an absolute rant. Jorge Lopez just acted like a 5-year-old kid when he doesn't get something he wants. Throwing your glove into the stands. What is he doing?
What was his argument with Ramon De Jesus, the third base ump? What are they yelling at each other about? I missed that.
I don't know. I missed that too. I turned on the TV and I see him get thrown out. I'm like, what's going on? And then I just see him throw his glove into the stands. What is this guy doing?
It was on the check swing appeal. They looked down the third. And I guess he said it wasn't a swing. And Jorge Lopez disagreed and barked at the ump. It's just all bad. It's just, you can't do that.
Keith, this Mets team has caused me to turn into an animal. They've caused me to go online and basically post videos of me screaming yell at the TV, basically. This team is horrible. Adam Ottavino, DFA. Jorge Lopez, DFA. The starting rotation has not been that bad. The bullpen is horrible. Every single one of those guys should be in AAA. This team is horrible. This team makes no sense.
Yeah, no.
And then it all falls on Carlos Mendoza, who's the last one to blame for all of this.
But I just said before, he's going to default into it being his fault because he's the one, I don't know.
He's the manager.
Yeah, he's the manager. I don't even want to say he's the one making the lineup, making the decisions. He's a first-year manager. He's going to have to fall on the sword. They probably fire him after this year. Or I don't know, maybe he's got some type of pact with David Stearns where Stearns knows, hey, man, this is your first go at it, and this is a mess. We'll do better in the offseason. But where do you go from here? You're a Mets fan. What do you expect next? What do you expect tomorrow
to look
like?
Trade the whole team.
Yeah, start selling off.
I'm worried about Pete Alonso because if he's hurt, nobody's going to want him.
Yeah.
Because
Ack and I were just having that conversation. Now Pete Alonso's hurt. You're not going to be able to trade him.
Yeah.
When it rains, it pours. It goes from bad to worse.
Yeah. And who else can we trade? Luis Severino, Jose Quintana, who's been horrible. This team is absolutely terrible. They should be paying us to come to the games.
Thanks for the call, Frankie. 888-808-1019. The first night I ever spoke on WFAN, the Mets played the Dodgers. And they blew a game where they pulled Taijuan Walker too early. And I came in here with a whole bunch of notes and an agenda of, you know, just trying to let people know who I was and how I made it to this point and talk about the Yankees' win streak in 2021 as they headed to Oakland. And I quickly had to throw that out of the window. I remember Big Zoo was producing and he's like, you're going to want to take these Mets calls and let these Mets fans get on air and express their frustration. And that's what this has turned into. This is crazy. Like, this is, it just seems so unprofessional. This is Major League Baseball. This is the show. This is the pros. 888-808-1019. I'm going to take my Yankee calls because you guys have been waiting since I started talking tonight. But it's like, good grief. Like, I've never seen anything like this. Only the Mets can out-Mets the Mets. Like, they literally create new ways to embarrass themselves. Jorge Lopez coming into the game in relief of Adam Ottavino. That was terrible. A pickoff move where the third baseman is not by the base to even tag the runner. And then on a check swing review, you don't like the call, so you bark at the third base ump, get ejected after you gave up a two-run bomb to Shohei Ohtani and a couple more runs. It is remarkable. Matt is in Woodstock. Matt, let's change the conversation. What you got?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call, man.
I'm in shock. I can't imagine being a Mets fan, and that's not a joke. That's not, like, if I was watching this with the Yankees, I would have probably broke the TV.
Oh, absolutely. And coming from a diehard Yankees fan, it's from past seasons and even glimpses into this season, you know, I can't argue that the Yankees are doing good, but at this point when it's going to come down to the end of the year, and as you can already see the Knicks going, they just look like poverty franchises. When you're losing to the Athletics and you're losing to the Angels like the Yankees did yesterday, when you have Soto, I mean, all these things. And, you know, I did want to talk about the Yankees, you do, but I think the only shot we have right now of bringing the championship to New York is these Rangers, honestly. And I think, you know, like you said, at a tight series 2-2, we're looking at a fresh slate. I want to know, really, what's your number one thing you think the Rangers have to get done, or number one player that needs to step up that's going to get them onto the next round and hopefully bring home the cup?
Yeah, I got you. Thanks for the call, Matt. I mean, I've been saying it the last couple of nights, and since this series started, I might put some bets on Mika Zibanejad to show up. It's now or never. Like, Chris Kreider, we need some magic again, man. Can you pull some magic out of that hat trick that you had? Breadman, where you at, bro? Breadman, got to do it. Artemi Panarin, let's see it. I got nothing to say about Igor. Besides, yesterday I was saying, good, some fight back. Oh, I thought that was a homer off the wall, but at least some fight back, right? At least some like, try to go down without, you know, Tomas Nido, this guy is here to compete. He just hit one off the wall. It looked like it was gone. It doesn't matter. They're down 6 runs. This was a tie game going into the 8th. Here we are, bottom of the 8th, like 45 minutes later. Yeah, for the Rangers, I mean, I've said this. I've gone back to, I think, almost 2 years ago now. Evan Roberts asking me, hey, who do you think's got the best chance to bring a championship back to New York City? I've said the Rangers because they're in it every year. And now they're in it to the point where it's like they're 6 wins away. And what Matt was saying about the Yankees is this unfortunate reality that Yankee fans have, and this, like, pit in your stomach that, like, if they can lose that first game to the Oakland A's. They can lose that first game to the Angels. That when the stakes are highest and they meet the top competition and the lights are brightest, like they can fold in a similar way. Now, I what I think is, you know, there's an obvious reason. Juan Soto, that homer Juan Soto hit was majestic. Juan Soto, you know, was trying to win the game by himself yesterday. Juan Soto is one man. It takes a team. And Rizzo's got to have it. Rizzo knows he's got to have that play. That play's got to be made. And that play is made in center field. As we go to the top of the ninth, Dodgers lead the Mets 9-3. Francisco Lindor just flew out to center field. What I think is this. Brian Cashman needs to have one of his best trade deadlines of all time. When I ran into Cashman last week at Yankee Stadium, I put some of it on a little reel, but obviously there's a ton of things that you talk about that is off the record or not for air. But I like the little joke that I made in my Instagram and TikTok reel was, Cash, stack the deck. If this is it, if this is the team, right, you made the trade for Verdugo. You made the trade for Juan Soto. You signed Marcus Stroman against what we all thought. So if this is the right team, if this is the chemistry coming together, if this is the right pieces of the puzzle, don't rest on that. Leave no stone unturned. Try to upgrade at the deadline. Everywhere you can upgrade. And there's a few positions that you can upgrade. Obviously, we think the outfield's straight. But, I mean, are you turning down a team that's trying to get rid of a power-hitting first baseman at this point? No. And I saw C-Mac float the idea of Pete Alonso. Don't want him. And obviously, C-Mac put that out there, I think, last night. Last night was one of the first nights I didn't actually listen to C-Mac's show because I was asleep right after the Yankee game. That's one thing. I've had the best week of sleep I've had in a long time between the Memorial Day weekend holiday and then having the, you know, 6:30 to 8:55 show. I forgot what it feels like to go to sleep and just wake up in the morning with the birds chirping and the sun waking you up. Pun intended. My son wakes everybody up by 6:30, 7 o'clock. But the sun rises before that. 888-808-1019. So with Anthony Rizzo and Gleyber Torres showing us that right side of the infield could certainly be upgraded, why not take calls on first and second baseman if you're the Yankees? Obviously, Volpe is your shortstop. He plays every day. He's going for 21 games in a row with a hit. We saw last night that the Yankees' record is Robinson Cano at 23. Come on, fingers crossed. Come on, Volpe. If you remember in Mexico, Robinson Cano balled on the Yankees, had a great game, won that game for the Diablos. And then after the game, young Anthony Volpe asked Robinson Cano to swap jerseys. There was a power exchange there. And now I am hoping, beyond hoping, that Volpe can get to 23 and at least tie the record, but really 24, Robinson Cano's number. Just get to 24. I saw some goofies on Twitter talking about DiMaggio. Yeah, there's not. 56 is a stupid number to even like joke at 20, like or talk about. There's no conversation. You have the conversation of 56 when we get to 50, and that'd be ridiculous. But yeah, look to upgrade. I'd be looking to upgrade at first base. I'd be looking to upgrade at second base. You know why? Also, obviously because these guys have been shaky with their defense, but you don't owe them anything. They're not here for 7, 8, 9 years. You know what I'm saying? There's a chance that Rizzo and Gleyber are not playing for you next year. So, man, why not maximize it now? Why not go and get some upgrades now? I leave no stone unturned if I'm Brian Cashman. I am talking to every GM. Hey, who are you trying to part with? Who are you trying to get rid of? Hey, that guy actually. Why not? Jake in San Diego on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. I'm actually on my way to the game right now.
Awesome. Good for you, man. Good for you. I've never been out there. Well, I've been out there. I've been to Dodger Stadium. I've never been to the Big A.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been to – I've had some unfortunate luck, actually, the last couple of years coming to these Yankee Angels games. But I was calling in because I went to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I went yesterday. I'm going again tonight. And the one person who's kind of riled me up is seeing Luke Weaver coming in the eighth inning. You nailed it on the head when you said Brian Cashman needs to have an, like, leave no stone unturned.
Go out, get a guy for the bullpen. I look at this bullpen. Victor Gonzalez sucked on Sunday. You got Ian Hamilton. I haven't even seen him. I know he had COVID and everything.
He's Michael back Thompson, now. Caleb Ferguson, go on.
Dennis Santana, Michael Tonka. Who are, like, what are we doing in the bullpen?
A cast of characters. An ever-changing, ever-evolving bullpen of random guys.
It's been disguised by how good the starting pitching's been all year. But we're going to see that stuff in October, September, when the bullpen melts down. We're seeing it with Luke Weaver in the eighth inning. That blows my mind. At least bring Canley in the eighth inning.
He's been good, but yeah, I don't know. You can do better. Ian Hamilton back. Scott Efros is on the mend. Just got Tommy Canley back. Where's Ron Marinaccio? I don't know. This bullpen is ever-changing.
My girlfriend asked me where Ron Marinaccio is. I said, babe, I have no idea, but he was so good last year.
He was here.
What are we doing?
He was here. They sent him down because he's got options. They can send him up and down.
He has a 1 ERA right now.
Yeah, no. Great call, Jake. Have a good time at the game. Enjoy it out there. Never been to Petco Park either. Got to knock those off the list. I've been to like 17 ballparks. I got more to do. Got to book that trip to Dallas for the All-Star game and then cross Globe Life Park off the list. But yeah, this Yankee bullpen can certainly be upgraded. I expect one of the starters from the rotation to be added to the bullpen. Oh, no. Bro, like, I got to turn this Mets game off. And I hope that Jeff McNeil is not hurt. Jason Hayward just homered. I didn't give you that update because it doesn't matter. It is now 10-3 in the top of the ninth. But Jeff McNeil just went to his right to make a play on the ball, and I thought he broke his hand. He's got up and shaking it off, but the way that this looked, it looked like he rolled over his wrist. It looked like he either broke his wrist or his hand. And it's just like, man, what is going on in Queens? There's just like a hex, a curse. I think, oh, no, he's all right, I think. But that didn't look good. I'm like, goes from bad to worse. Just get this last out. Go hit. Do whatever you do in the bottom of the ninth and get this over with. 888-808-1019. Steve in Newport, Rhode Island on the Fan. You got it.
Hey, Keith. How are you, man?
All right. Processing everything that I've seen in just this last 40 minutes of this Mets game. It's remarkable in a bad way.
Turn it off. It's not even worth watching.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Swinging bunt. A swinging bunt just happened, and the starting pitcher throws the ball into foul territory. Like, they can't even do the fundamental.
It's a clown show, Keith. It's a clown show. It's a circus over there.
Walker, not the starting pitcher, whoever this is, that the third reliever they brought in after, it just doesn't matter. I'm blown away with how inept the Mets look at playing baseball. It is astonishing.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him. I really do. I feel sorry for him. Hard to watch.
Yeah, it is hard to watch.
As a Yankees fan, I'm living up in New England, so I got all my neighbors, all my boys are Red Sox fans, and you know I'm usually a pretty pessimistic Yankee fan, but this year it's been quite the opposite. It's been a really fun season. I know there's definitely a couple things that aren't perfect. You know, you guys were just talking about the closers, and there could definitely be some work to be done. But I want to ask you, I want to pick your brain about DJ LeMahieu coming back. It seems like whenever we have a good thing going, there's always one change that Boone seems to make that makes me scratch my head a little bit. And with DJ coming back, I like the guy as a person. I like him as a player, but he hasn't been that same DJ that we've had. And, Cabrera's been productive. He's been productive for us. And, you know, we're first in the division. We got one of the best records in the league right now. It just makes me question if it's the right move or if we should have just seen how things played out with Cabrera. What are your thoughts?
I think it's just game two. And I think that they're giving DJ the respect that he commands for his career and his contract and his relationship with guys on the team. Oswaldo's young. Oswaldo's been a pleasant surprise this year, but nobody had him in the plans for what this team was going to really do. It's been great to have him. But, like, DJ comes back, just remind yourself that in spring training before DJ fouled that ball off his foot, we were not thinking about Oswaldo Cabrera. He was going to be a utility guy, a guy that could play the outfield, play the infield. We didn't even know whether he was a switch hitter, going to bat lefty or what. So now right. They're just going back to that. And, I mean, John Birdie got hurt, but, like, they so much didn't believe in Oswaldo being the everyday third baseman in the interim between DJ going out and his return that they traded for John Birdie.
Right. Right.
So I just think we got to see. I mean, he put bat to ball last night. I used to be a big DJ fan. I was talking about it last night. When he first came up with the Yankees, when he didn't start and he kind of made his name with the Yankees, I'm like, this is exactly the guy we need. I hope he returns to that. He put bat to ball last night. Hopefully he has some go through and hits them where they aren't tonight.
No, you're right. He did. He made good contact. I think he got a little unlucky. And, you know, I think if he keeps doing that, he'll put up a good amount of RBIs for us, score some runs, put the ball in gaps like he did in, what was the season that he had that great year?
2020. This guy won the batting title in 2020. He was getting MVP votes in 2019 and 2020. He was automatic with runners in scoring position. That's why they called him the machine.
Right. And I think, you know, you chalk this one up as this is almost one of those good problems to have, along with the Martian Dominguez coming back and with our current outfield. Mm-hmm. It's like, what moves do we make? It's almost like a win-win. You just hope that the right guys that are in the right shoes are going to be productive.
Yeah, I was sure that they were going to sit Rizzo tonight after last night, and we see DJ or Oswaldo at first base. Maybe the last game of the series. Maybe they're trying to get this one tonight and then get, the last game of the series. I don't know. But these are good problems to have, like you said. Having more than enough guys where there's somebody on the bench that you're like, hey, that guy has helped us out. What about him?
Exactly. Cool, Keith. I appreciate you taking the call, man. Have a great night. Go Yanks.
Yeah, with Rizzo, I mean, Rizzo had off. I was at the game. It was Cinco de Mayo. That was the game that I talk about. I kicked myself because I told everybody I could tell that Judge was going to homer in his first at-bat. But I was in Legends eating sushi and drinking Casamigos with my boy Zeke and his wife and my wife that I forgot to place the bet. And then we're sitting there right behind the Yankees dugout, Judge homers, and I don't even watch the homer go out. I watch him hit it, and then I turn to whoop up the crowd, and my boy Zeke just hugs me like, you called it. You didn't bet it. You called it, bro. And I'm like, damn. But I knew. I knew that he was going to go off after he got ejected the night before. And all of his numbers since have been crazy. And that was a day that we saw Oswaldo play first base and Rizzo get a rest. Rizzo needs a blow. He needs to have scheduled rest like we have scheduled rest for Giancarlo Stanton. It just is what it is. He's getting up there in age. Father Time is undefeated. So I know it's just DJ's second game back. But let's see DJ get going in the 9 spot. And maybe in the 3rd game, you see Rizzo get a break. And maybe you see Oswaldo come in and play first or DJ play first. Good problems to have. 888-808-1019. We got to take a break. Bottom of the 9th here. JD Martinez at bat. No men on. One out. And the Mets are down 7 runs. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB. Yeah. Hell yeah, right back at it on the Fan in New York. We've got a little more than an hour left in my show. KM and the PM, we'll call this. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, watching the Mets postgame show, and I'm just like, bruh. Jeff McNeil last night said, well, we're not getting blown out. And the Dodgers said, not yet. 10-3, and they do all the damage in the 8th and a little bit in the 9th inning. And, man, they poured it on, and Frank the Tank and his rants screams, feeble! They're feeble, they're heartless, they can't stop the bleeding. It goes from bad to worse fast. 888-808-1019. That's potentially the worst loss of the year. I mean, what's worse? Like, blowing the game in Miami or the way that they just blew this game? Like, they just blew this game? It was 3-3 when my show started. And that unraveling in that fashion, Adam Ottavino, or Adam out the lead goes, as Frank the Tank calls him, Fool me, can't fool me again. How many times are you going to keep running him out there? Insanity is, you know, doing the same things, expecting different results. Jorge Lopez just had a complete meltdown, and I think there's a lot of people melting with him. I think that's a sign of the entire team and fan base right now. Edwin Diaz on the IL, waiting to find out what the MRI says about Pete Alonso. You're 11 games under 500 now. Did they stop the dance crew? Like, there's no reason that anyone should be get up off of that thing and dance till you feel better. There should be none of that. That should be done. That should be absolutely done. At least in game. If they want to have, you know, events or pregame stuff where the dance crew, breaks it down, okay. But like, this is not okay. Fans show up to the ballpark to see that, and they leave, and they're mad, and they have the right to be mad because the owner just a couple days ago was asking for feedback on the new tote bag they were giving away. Nobody cares about that, Steve. We watch baseball around here more so than a lot of other cities. Like, we go to watch the game. And, like, when I say we say we about our teams. Like, we watch our teams. We grow up rooting for our teams, wearing our teams. Like, we feel like we're a part of the team. And when they lose like that, there are a lot of people that are sick right now. There are a lot of people that can't stand this right now. There's a lot of people that have already signed off. And we're not out of May. June swoon, right? I remember talking about this Mets team and saying I thought that they could have the same record the Yankees had last year, 82-80. I don't believe that anymore. I looked at this Mets team and I said, their bullpen can't be worse than last year. I'm incorrect. I'm sorry. I looked at this Mets team and I said, well, they're not going to have another month where they don't win a series. You know, they're not going to go in and do what they did in June of last year. I mean, they came pretty close. If it wasn't for that Cardinals series, they've lost every other series in this month. And here come the National League pennant-winning Arizona Diamondbacks. Tomorrow, there is no time to lick your wounds. There's no time to feel sorry for you. Like, where are the leaders in the clubhouse? Francisco Lindor. Like, you got to rally these guys. Something has to change. A win tomorrow. Winning cures all. But this whole thing is broken. It's an absolute circus. All the things that I just saw from getting in, first off, throwing the ball to third base in a pickoff attempt when the third baseman is not covering the bag and not even, he's got to kind of run towards the bag and catch the ball. And then on a check swing, you want to yell at the third base ump because you disagree with the call. You can't do that. And then you get tossed. The broadcasters don't even know why you're getting tossed. There's nothing for you to be yelling at the third base umpire about. And it's after you already gave up a bloop single that scored a run and a Shohei Ohtani Oppo taco that had the whole stadium, it seemed, if you looked at SNY and the fans. There's a lot of people in the stadium having fun. And then on your way out, you toss your glove into the stand. Like, this guy's got to be cut. Just to send a message that this is pro ball, that this is New York City, that this is Steve Cohen's team, David Stern's team, Carlos Mendoza's team. It's not about you. You just made it all about you and made a mess. 888-808-1019. And it's not all Jorge Lopez's fault. He got put into a tough spot, having to come in after Adam Ottavino blows it again. But then he puts Walker in a bad spot. And there's nothing you can do. You just take another loss. And you get swept at home by the Dodgers, who, yeah, you've competed with the Dodgers in the last couple years. And you wonder why I say things about Juan Soto, and I feel like there's no shot in hell he signs with the Mets. I don't care if it's $800 million. I don't care if it's $1 billion. Because Ohtani and Yamamoto, right, they're with the Dodgers. And there are a lot of people doing the same thing we're doing with Juan Soto in regards to those two players. Oh, you wait. You wait till Uncle Steve goes and gets Ohtani and gives Ohtani the biggest offer. He never picked up the phone for Uncle Steve. Oh, Yamamoto. We're going to get Yamamoto. You wait. I waited. I'm still waiting for the Carlos Correa signing to go through. It is tragic, man. It is bad. 888, you know the number to dial now. Or maybe you don't. 888-808-1019. It's a new number. Sam is in Hackensack. Sam, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Hey, Keith, love the show. Couple of things. I think if the Orioles can get Mason Miller at the trade deadline, they're going to win the pennant. And
everybody wants Mason Miller, yeah. I just saw Gunnar Henderson hit a grand slam. They're great.
The owner of the Orioles has made a point that he's opening the checkbook, which is something, you know, that the Orioles are not used to.
Oh, yeah.
And these
baby birds
are something to be...
They got Angelos out of there, who was talking about raising ticket prices, and here comes Cal Ripken Jr. and his ownership group, and they're like, no, we can afford whoever. They're going to try and bring back Corbin Burns, and maybe they do make a move for Mason Miller. I look forward to seeing them in June when they come to the Bronx.
Oh, me too. Secondly, I've watched a lot of baseball in my life. I never remember a guy going to a stadium coming away with a glove. I mean, I've seen balls and bats. I mean, you think they keep that?
Hell yeah.
How great is that, though? I mean,
even though it's Jorge Lopez, like, you didn't think sitting behind the dugout today that you would leave with Jorge Lopez's glove that, Shohei Ohtani hit an Oppo Taco off of that glove. I mean, what?
Hey, it's a souvenir. I mean, that's like, you know, that beats a tote bag, I'll tell you that.
It definitely beats
this
a tote bag.
This reminds me of the Mets in the 70s, where there was absolutely no hope. I mean, it went from 101 wins 2 years ago to this. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Steve Cohen, it's because you can't just completely reverse course. You can't just say, oh, nope, new plan. That's what the Brooklyn Nets have done so many years. I can speak to that for the rest of the show. It doesn't work, man. You got to stick it out with the same general manager, and people. They didn't have enough time before you said, oh, I'm sorry. I can hire David Stearns now coming from Milwaukee. Yeah. New plan.
This is a mess that they cannot fix in one season. And I'll tell you, I don't know where this is going. But, and again, we don't know what's in Cohen's head. Is he more concerned with his casino and his development than he is with the Mets
right now? Yeah,
didn't
that casino get denied? Aren't they trying to...
Not over yet.
I know, he probably is going to get his way. But, like, that has nothing to do with winning baseball games. The people that call this station and listen to this station and take the 7 line out there want to win. And if you do that first, if you focus on winning, the rest of this stuff is easy because people are showing up to give you money.
I feel bad for Met fans, except for one thing. Pretty soon, they're going to pay like $5 to get into Citi Field.
Oh, and the resale market? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to drop like a lead balloon. I mean,
when we get to August, Sam, the dog days, you can get into Citi Field for $5. Yeah. Plus the fees,
$8. You'll come away with a baseball glove. You know? Hey, listen, have a great night. Yeah, I love your show.
Thanks for the call, Sam. I guess you got to laugh it off. You got to laugh through the pain. I wasn't alive for the Mets in the 70s. I also wasn't alive when the Mets ruled the city in the 80s. I just started watching the Bronx Zoo documentary with the Yankees, but honestly, the Mel Hall story creeped me out. I can't watch that before bed. It just makes me think, like, what the hell is going on? They let this grown man, 30 years old, date a 15-year-old girl. The parents let him move in. They moved out of the master bed. I haven't made it past the second episode. It's just odd to me. Like, I was trying to watch it with my wife. My wife was born in 1990. It's like, in 1990, there was a player on the Yankees that had a 16-year-old girlfriend, so much so she sat with the other wives and girlfriends and fiancés. They put her on the big screen. Everybody knew about, like, what? Anyway, 888-808-1019. Where do we go from here, Mets fans? What do you want? What do you expect? You got to wait. Like, I feel so bad for Mendy. Like, now Mendy, now I'm looking at the post-game stuff, and they're putting it out on SNY. Carlos Mendoza says that Pete Alonso's x-rays came back normal, and the team will wait for the result of a CT scan. But, like, Carlos Mendoza, after getting swept and all these shenanigans happening and losing that way in one inning, and he's got to sit there with a straight face on and act like he's not pissed off, act like he's not embarrassed. Man, talk about dreams and nightmares. The dream of, you know, being in New York, being a bench coach for the Yankees. He could still be with the New York Yankees. Brad Ausmus is chilling like, oh, yeah, you left that job to take over the Mets job. Dreams and nightmares. You go from he could have been on a dream squad with the Yankees right now. He takes the opportunity to be the manager of the Mets, and, man, I do not envy his position. I talked about how good I'm sleeping this week, coming off of Memorial Day weekend, having these 6:30 to 8:55 shows. I bet he's losing a lot of sleep over this because this is a mess. And one of the jokes, right? The jokes write themselves. They call them not the New York Mets, the New York mess. This is an absolute mess. But yeah, now we know that Pete Alonso's x-rays have come back negative. Billy and Merrick, you're on the Fan. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How are you?
I'm all right. Just trying to process all the different things that happened since 6:30.
So, I'm a Mets fan, and I'm a big Alonso fan. Don't want to trade him even before anything hurting or anything like that. But I'm trying to figure out what some of these Mets fans who do want to trade him thought they were actually going to get for a slumping walk year Alonso. I mean, we weren't going to be getting a top prospect. And now, for sake, if he is hurt and he's got to sit for a couple months, I think it actually solves the Mets' problem, and they just give him a 2-year deal then next year, instead of having to worry about signing him long term because he's going to have to prove he's healthy and can go back to his old self.
Scott Boras has been cooking up those 2-year deals with an option for a third, maybe, but let's see. Exactly. I don't know. There's a lot of season left. I don't know how long Alonso's going to be out with this. Nothing's broken. It came back normal. He's just got to ice up. Maybe he misses this weekend. Who knows? But regardless of that, there should be no thought of signing Pete Alonso long term. For what?
No. And
sorry, Billy, I thought you were done and I was about to move on. So just a couple days ago, David Stern spoke, and didn't he say he thought this was a playoff team or a team that could compete? I think that's going out of the window. They have dug a hole that's just, I can't see it. I don't see it. And going to London is supposed to be a happy time, right? I'm sure Steve Cohen's going to have a nice plane for these guys to take that flight to. Got to figure it out sooner rather than later. Mike is in Huntington next up on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Keith, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm all right. Just trying to, like I said, trying to process like what I saw happen from the start of that eighth inning to now. It is remarkable in not a good way.
Keith, if you copyrighted only the Mets can outmatch the Mets, then I guess I owe you some money because that's going to be my new favorite quote for probably forever.
I'm not even trying to copyright it or make a joke. That's something I've been saying for years because they find new ways. Only they can outdo themselves. Only the Mets can outmatch the Mets. What the hell was that?
It's a typical day as being a Mets fan. That's what it was. Listen, I'm here to take the other side of things. You know, I'm a big Mets fan. I've spoken to you many times. I don't expect you to remember it. But I still think that Stearns, it's a half a year. And I think that he's coming in. And to me, it's like building a puzzle, right? Like, he's looking at what he got. He's looking at all the pieces now. He's realizing that there is no clear leader on this team and that this team together, it may have 7 or 8 good individual players, but when they play together as a team, it just doesn't work. You know, so, like, when we talk about this bullpen being a complete disaster, I get it, and I realize that Ottavino is a sin of the past, but everybody else was somebody that they brought in. Somebody new, and I think that this is the way this team's going to be. I went into this season with no expectations, and honestly, I don't know when to expect something good, but as long as things keep changing, as long as the DFAs continue, as long as the roster keeps changing, we don't stick to the same stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow the vision. I'm going to stay on board.
Great call, Mike. David Stearns, go to work. Continue to do your job. I don't know how much you get paid, but I'm sure it's a lot. You're the president of baseball operations, and this operation is an absolute mess. So this mess is on your hands to fix. 888-808-1019. I got 1 hour left. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back. Yeah. Hell yeah. Right back at it on the Fan in New York. We've got a little more than an hour left in my show. KM in the PM, we'll call this. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, watching the Mets postgame show. And I'm just like, bruh. Jeff McNeil last night said, well, we're not getting blown out. And the Dodgers said, not yet. 10-3, and they do all the damage in the eighth and a little bit in the ninth inning. And, man, they poured it on. And Frank the Tank in his rants screams, feeble! They're feeble. They're heartless. They can't stop the bleeding. It goes from bad to worse fast. 888-808-1019. That's potentially the worst loss of the year. I mean, what's worse? Like blowing the game in Miami or the way that they just blew this game? Like they just blew this game. It was 3-3 when my show started. And that unraveling in that fashion, Adam Ottavino, or Adam out the lead goes, as Frank the Tank calls him. Fool me, can't fool me again. How many times are you going to keep running him out there? Insanity is doing the same things, expecting different results. Jorge Lopez just had a complete meltdown. And I think there's a lot of people melting with him. I think that's a sign of the entire team and fan base right now. Edwin Diaz on the IL, waiting to find out what the MRI says about Pete Alonso. You're 11 games under 500 now. Did they stop the dance crew? Like, there's no reason that anyone should be get up off of that thing and dance so you feel better. There should be none of that. That should be done. That should be absolutely done, at least in game. If they want to have, events or pregame stuff where the dance crew, breaks it down, okay. But, like, this is not okay. Fans show up to the ballpark to see that, and they leave, and they're mad, and they have the right to be mad because the owner just a couple days ago was asking for feedback on the new tote bag they were giving away. Nobody cares about that, Steve. We watch baseball around here more so than a lot of other cities. Like, we go to watch the game. And, like, when I say we say we about our teams. Like, we watch our teams. We grow up rooting for our teams, wearing our teams. Like, we feel like we're a part of the team. And when they lose like that, there are a lot of people that are sick right now. There are a lot of people that can't stand this right now. There's a lot of people that have already signed off. And we're not out of May. June swoon, right? I remember talking about this Mets team and saying I thought that they could have the same record the Yankees had last year, 82-80. I don't believe that anymore. I looked at this Mets team and I said, their bullpen can't be worse than last year. I'm incorrect. I'm sorry. I looked at this Mets team and I said, well, they're not going to have another month where they don't win a series. You know, they're not going to go in and do what they did in June of last year. I mean, they came pretty close. If it wasn't for that Cardinals series, they've lost every other series in this month. And here come the National League pennant-winning Arizona Diamondbacks. Tomorrow, there is no time to lick your wounds. There's no time to feel sorry for you. Like, where are the leaders in the clubhouse? Francisco Lindor, like, you got to rally these guys. Something has to change. A win tomorrow. Winning cures all. But this whole thing is broken. It's an absolute circus. All the things that I just saw from getting in, first off, throwing the ball to third base in a pickoff attempt when the third baseman is not covering the bag and not even, he's got to kind of run towards the bag and catch the ball. And then on a check swing, you want to yell at the third base ump because you disagree with the call. You can't do that. And then you get tossed. The broadcasters don't even know why you're getting tossed. There's nothing for you to be yelling at the third base umpire about. And it's after you already gave up a bloop single that scored a run and a Shohei Ohtani oppo taco that had the whole stadium, it seemed, if you looked at SNY and the fans, there's a lot of people in the stadium having fun. And then on your way out, you toss your glove into the stand. Like, this guy's got to be cut. Just to send a message that this is pro ball. that this is New York City, that this is Steve Cohen's team, David Stern's team, Carlos Mendoza's team. It's not about you. You just made it all about you and made a mess. 888-808-1019. And it's not all Jorge Lopez's fault. He got put into a tough spot, having to come in after Adam Ottavino blows it again. But then he puts Walker in a bad spot. And there's nothing you can do. You just take another loss. And you get swept at home by the Dodgers, who, yeah, you've competed with the Dodgers in the last couple years. And you wonder why I say things about Juan Soto, and I feel like there's no shot in hell he signs with the Mets. I don't care if it's $800 million. I don't care if it's $1 billion. Because Ohtani and Yamamoto, right, they're with the Dodgers. And there are a lot of people doing the same thing we're doing with Juan Soto in regards to those two players. Oh, you wait. You wait till Uncle Steve goes and gets Ohtani and gives Ohtani the biggest offer. He never picked up the phone for Uncle Steve. Oh, Yamamoto. We're going to get Yamamoto. You wait. I waited. I'm still waiting for the Carlos Correa signing to go through. It is tragic, man. It is bad. 888, you know the number to dial now. Or maybe you don't. 888-808-1019. It's a new number. Sam is in Hackensack. Sam, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Love the show. Couple of things. I think if the Orioles can get Mason Miller at the trade deadline, they're going to win the pennant. And
everybody wants Mason Miller, yeah. I just saw Gunnar Henderson hit a grand slam. They're great.
The owner of the Orioles has made a point that he's opening the checkbook, which is something, you know, that the Orioles are not used to.
Oh, yeah.
And these
baby birds
are something to be...
They got Angelos out of there, who was talking about raising ticket prices, and here comes Cal Ripken Jr. and his ownership group, and they're like, no, we can afford whoever. They're going to try and bring back Corbin Burns, and maybe they do make a move for Mason Miller. I look forward to seeing them in June when they come to the Bronx.
Oh, me too. Secondly, I've watched a lot of baseball in my life. I never remember a guy going to a stadium coming away with a glove. I mean, I've seen balls and bats. I mean, you think they keep that?
Hell yeah.
How great is that, though? I mean,
even though it's Jorge Lopez, like, you didn't think sitting behind the dugout today that you would leave with Jorge Lopez's glove that, Shohei Ohtani hit an Oppo Taco off of that glove. I mean, what?
It's a souvenir. I mean, that's like, you know, that beats a tote bag, I'll tell you that.
It definitely beats
a tote bag. This reminds me of the Mets in the 70s, where there was absolutely no hope. I mean, it went from 101 wins 2 years ago to this. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Steve Cohen. It's because you can't just completely reverse course. You can't just say, oh, nope, new plan. That's what the Brooklyn Nets have done so many years. I can speak to that for the rest of the show. It doesn't work, man. You got to stick it out with the same general manager, and people. They didn't have enough time before you said, oh, I'm sorry. I can hire David Stearns now coming from Milwaukee. Yeah. New plan.
This is a mess that they cannot fix in one season. And I'll tell you, I don't know where this is going. But, and again, we don't know what's in Cohen's head. Is he more concerned with his casino and his development than he is with the Mets
right now?
Yeah,
didn't that casino get denied? Aren't they trying to...
not over yet.
I know, he probably is going to get his way. But, like, that has nothing to do with winning baseball games. The people that call this station and listen to this station and take the 7 line out there want to win. And if you do that first, if you focus on winning, the rest of this stuff is easy because people are showing up to give you money.
I feel bad for Mets fans, except for one thing. Pretty soon, they're going to pay like $5 to get into Citi Field.
Oh, in the resale market? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to drop like a lead balloon. I mean,
when we get to August, Sam, the dog days, you can get into Citi Field for $5. Yeah. Plus the fees,
and
$8.
And you'll come away with a baseball glove. You know? Hey, listen, have a great night. I love your show.
Thanks for the call, Sam. I guess you got to laugh it off. You got to laugh through the pain. I wasn't alive for the Mets in the 70s. I also wasn't alive when the Mets ruled the city in the 80s. I just started watching the Bronx Zoo documentary with the Yankees, but honestly, the Mel Hall story creeped me out. I can't watch that before bed. It just makes me think, like, what the hell was going on? They let this grown man, 30 years old, date a 15-year-old girl. The parents let him move in. They moved out of the master bed. I haven't made it past the second episode. It's just odd to me. Like, I was trying to watch it with my wife. My wife was born in 1990. It's like, in 1990, there was a player on the Yankees that had a 16-year-old girlfriend, so much so she sat with the other wives and girlfriends and fiancés. They put her on the big screen. Everybody knew about, like, what? Anyway, 888-808-1019. Where do we go from here, Mets fans? What do you want? What do you expect? You got to wait. Like, I feel so bad for Mendy. Like, now Mendy, now I'm looking at the post-game stuff, and they're putting it out on SNY. Carlos Mendoza says that Pete Alonso's x-rays came back normal, and the team will wait for the result of a CT scan. But, like, Carlos Mendoza's, after getting swept and all these shenanigans happening and losing that way in one inning, and he's got to sit there with a straight face on and act like he's not pissed off, act like he's not embarrassed. Man, talk about dreams and nightmares. The dream of, you know, being in New York, being a bench coach for the Yankees. He could still be with the New York Yankees. Brad Ausmus is chilling like, oh, yeah, you left that job to take over the Mets job. Dreams and nightmares. You go from, he could have been on a dream squad with the Yankees right now. He takes the opportunity to be the manager of the Mets, and man, I do not envy his position. I talked about how good I'm sleeping this week, coming off of Memorial Day weekend, having these 6:30 to 8:55 shows. I bet he's losing a lot of sleep over this because this is a mess. And one of the jokes, right? The jokes write themselves. They call them not the New York Mets, the New York mess. This is an absolute mess. But yeah, now we know that Pete Alonso's x-rays have come back negative. Billy and Merrick, you're on the Fan. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How are you?
I'm all right. Just trying to process all the different things that happened since 6:30.
So, I'm a Mets fan and I'm a big Alonso fan. Don't want to trade him even before anything hurting or anything like that. But I'm trying to figure out what some of these Mets fans who do want to trade him thought they were actually going to get for a slumping walk year Alonso. I mean, we weren't going to be getting a top prospect, and now. For Pete, for saying, if he is hurt for, say, and he's got to sit for a couple months, I think it actually solves the Mets problem, and they just give him one of, like, a 2-year deal then next year instead of having to worry about signing him long term because he's going to have to prove he's healthy and could go back to his old self.
Scott Boras has been cooking up those 2-year deals with an option for a third, maybe, but let's see. Exactly. I don't know. There's a lot of season left. I don't know how long Alonso's going to be out with this. Nothing's broken. It came back normal. He's just got to ice up. Maybe he misses this weekend. Who knows? But regardless of that, there should be no thought of signing Pete Alonso long term. For what?
No. And
sorry, Billy. I thought you were done and I was about to move on. So just a couple days ago, David Stern spoke. And didn't he say he thought this was a playoff team or a team that could compete? I think that's going out of the window. This, they have dug a hole that's just, I can't see it. I don't see it. And going to London is supposed to be a happy time, right? I'm sure Steve Cohen's going to have a nice plane for these guys to take that flight to. Got to figure it out sooner rather than later. Mike is in Huntington next up on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Keith, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm all right. Just trying to, like I said, trying to process like what I saw happen from the start of that eighth inning to now. It is remarkable in not a good way.
Keith, if you copyrighted only the Mets can outmatch the Mets, then I guess I owe you some money because that's going to be my new favorite quote for probably forever.
I mean, you know, I'm not even trying to copyright it or make a joke. That's something I've been saying for years because they find new ways. Only they can outdo themselves. Only the Mets can outmatch the Mets. What the hell was that?
It's a typical day as being a Mets fan. That's what it was. Listen, I'm here to take the other side of things. You know, I'm a big Mets fan. I've spoken to you many times. I don't expect you to remember it. But I still think that Stearns, it's a half a year, and I think that he's coming in, and to me it's like building a puzzle, right? Like, he's looking at what he got, he's looking at all the pieces now, he's realizing that there is no clear leader on this team, and that this team together, it may have 7 or 8 good individual players, but when they play together as a team, it just doesn't work. You know, so like when we talk about this bullpen being a complete disaster, I get it, and I realize that Ottavino is a sin of the past, but everybody else was somebody that they brought in, somebody new, and I think that this is the way this team's going to be. I went into this season with no expectations, and honestly, I don't know when to expect something good, but as long as things keep changing, as long as the DFAs continue, as long as the roster keeps changing, we don't stick to the same stuff.
Yeah,
I'm gonna follow the vision. I'm gonna stay on board.
Great call, Mike. David Stearns, go to work. Continue to do your job. I don't know how much you get paid, but I'm sure it's a lot. You're the president of baseball operations, and this operation is an absolute mess. So this mess is on your hands to fix. 888-808-1019. I got 1 hour left. Keith McPherson on the fan. We'll be right back.